Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. Last time I shared some thoughts on what you can do in the moment to stay happy during our long, wet winters here on the North Coast. So today I want to talk about some longer-term things you can do specifically for your home. You'll know much of this if you lived here for a while. Okay, for me, the key is to make sure that your home is warm, dry, and has as much natural light as possible. Let me start with warmth. Heating systems have improved dramatically in the past couple of decades, so if you're limping along with a super old heater, it's worth modernizing. I just installed a new furnace that's 95% efficient. To give you a tangible sense of what this means, the old furnace had a 4-inch diameter double-walled metal pipe to handle the huge amount of wasted heat that went up through the exhaust pipe. The new furnace, it has a 2-inch plastic pipe because so little heat vents through it. That's amazing to me, but from a practical standpoint, that means the new furnace wastes less money on heating and it produces less emissions. And from a performance standpoint, this thing is amazing. It heats the home uniformly, very quickly, and with no noise. Of course, you can also switch to a heat pump and get significantly higher efficiencies. And then you can also heat with wood part-time like I do, which is a great source of heat that also soothes the soul. Whichever path you choose, updating your heating system can make winter much more tolerable. Perhaps more importantly, though, is insulating your home. The easiest two things you can do to insulate your home is to insulate above your ceiling or add additional insulation there if you already have some, and replace your single-pane windows. Single-pane windows lose a shocking amount of heat by conducting the heat right through the glass. And if they're old and have cracks around the window frames, then they can literally let cold and moist air directly into your home. So replacing single-pane windows with double-pane, or sometimes they're called insulated windows, is probably the single most important thing you can do to keep your home warm, but it is also important from a mold perspective. You see, when it's warm inside your home and cold outside, single-pane windows get wet on the inside because they condensate moisture out of the air. It's kind of like how a cold glass of water gets wet on the outside on warm, sunny days. And now this moisture that's on the inside of the window can run down and pool around the windowsill, and this can lead to mold forming. Now, if you can't replace your single-pane windows, then in the short term, you can use heavy curtains to help reduce that loss of heat. The downside, however, is that they can make the mold problem even worse by reducing air circulation around the window. They also block out natural light, which is a topic I'll cover next time. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.